Hey everyone, this is Deacon Ray from the Deacon Five, and this is the Daily Gospel Reflection for Monday, September 8th, the 23rd week of Ordinary Time. It's also the feast day of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. We all know what family is, and we all have our own interpretation of what that means, but I would imagine in most cases that we will come to some kind of an agreement. So the question becomes, do we understand what it means to be a part of the family of God or the family of the church? See, the family serves as a microcosm of the larger church and society. Let's call it the little church. We, our family, are the little church where we teach about the things in the big church. And without the little church, there would be no big church. The family is also called the domestic church, and is foundational to both society and the big church. It is within the family that individuals first learn about love and faith and virtue. The foundation to every family involves a mother and a father. Fatherhood is viewed as a profound calling that mirrors the love and the guidance of God the Father. It encompasses the responsibilities and the joys of providing, protecting, and nurturing one's family through teaching and guiding and love and responsibility, and using Saint Joseph as the role model. Fatherhood is lived out in partnership with the mother, working together to create a stable, loving, and faith-filled home. Fathers support and collaborate with their spouses in raising their children according to the Catholic and social values. Motherhood is viewed as a sacred vocation and a calling from God, and it involves the privilege and the responsibility of co-creating life, nurturing it, and forming it in love and virtue, utilizing Mary, the Holy Mother, as the perfect model of motherhood. You see, the Holy Mother is an example of humility, obedience, and love, which provides an ideal example for mothers to emulate. Mary's role underscores the integral connection between motherhood, Jesus, our faith, and our families. Motherhood involves a special kind of sacrificial love, mirroring Christ's self-giving love. Mothers are called to put their children's needs above their own, often making significant sacrifices for their well-being. Mothers play a vital role in the physical, emotional, spiritual, and moral upbringing of their children. They are often the primary educators, instilling values, faith, and love, and guiding them towards holiness. I see this with the people at Mary's Mercy Center because they are examples of the need for or the lack of parents, the lack of mothers and fathers. You see, most of them are raised without either or maybe even both. Or the parents are in the house, but they don't show them any kind of love or compassion. And this affects them morally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally, which affects them, affects their lives and their life decisions. So they become incarcerated, addicted, homeless, and unloved. You might ask, how do I know this? It's because they have told me so. Family is about love, acceptance, and compassion. It's about having someone to lean on when you go through the trials of life. We cannot function without the little church or the big church. Your action of the day is, how can you or those you know of draw inspiration from the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Church's teachings to live out the vocation of parenthood, fatherhood, or motherhood? Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. Peace out.